Shirley Verrett. Shirley Verrett was an internationally renowned opera singer and concert recitalist. Her performances and recordings marked her as one of the leading singers in the post-Marian Anderson generation of Black classical musicians. Shirley was born on May 31st, 1931. She was the second of six children. Shirley and her siblings were raised in a somewhat restrictive religious environment in New Orleans, Louisiana. As her first voice teacher, her father had the dream of his daughter becoming a recitalist in the tradition of Marian Anderson. In an effort to escape the overt racism in the South, he moved his family to Oxnard, California in 1943. In 1948, at her father's encouragement, Shirley entered and won a preliminary round of a vocal competition. She was heard by a celebrated baritone who offered her the opportunity to study voice at a music academy, but Shirley turned the offer down. She got married in 1951 and sold real estate for several years in the Los Angeles area. But she could not ignore her gift for singing. In 1955, she began studying voice with several vocal teachers before she began auditioning for talent scouts. During one audition, Shirley performed for the vocal coach of the prestigious Juilliard School, and he persuaded her to enroll as a student. During her first semester at the Juilliard, she entered the Marian Anderson voice competition and tied for first place. Although initially resistant to a career in opera, in part because of religious reasons, Shirley Verrett saw an opera performance in 1956 that changed her life, and she began to be accepting of her calling. In 1957, she made her debut and appeared in productions staged by the New York City Opera and won awards, which immediately enhanced her credibility as a professional. The following year, she had her first professional experience with racism when the famous conductor, Leopold Stokowski, engaged with her to sing with the Houston Symphony Orchestra, but the offer was withdrawn by the symphony's board of directors because she was Black. Shirley found Europe to be more open to her talents, and she made her European opera debut later that year, in addition to making her first commercial recording with the London Symphony. Shirley eventually performed with Stokowski, but with him leading the Philadelphia Orchestra. The engagement catapulted her onto the national stage. Shirley began performing all over the United States and throughout the world in the 1960s. During the 1970s, Shirley reached the summit of her career and was generally recognized as one of the opera world's leading artists. In her prime years, Shirley was known for her rich and robust voice, thorough musicianship, insightful dramatic skills, charisma, and beauty. She reached almost mythical status in her industry. After a series of performances at the Met in 1978, Shirley withdrew from performing for several months to address an allergy condition which she had battled for years. Eventually regaining her health, Shirley solidified her place in the dramatic soprano repertory by continuing to perform at the top opera houses throughout the world. During the mid-1980s, Shirley was in residence in France and sang several roles for the Paris Opera. That same year, the French government recognized her artistic achievements with the Commander of Arts and Letters Award, which is one of the highest orders given by the French government. After returning to the United States with her family, Shirley debuted with the Chicago Opera in 1987. She appeared with the Monte Carlo Opera at the beginning of 1988, but near the end of the run, her father passed away. By the 1990s, Shirley was slowing down as an active concert opera singer, but added film roles to her extensive repertory. She made her final operatic appearance in 1992 in Spain, but continued as an active recitalist. During the 1994-95 season, Shirley sang in a Broadway production of Carousel, which garnered her more critical acclaim. In 1996, Shirley accepted a professorship at the University of Michigan and eventually was endowed as a distinguished professor of voice. Her autobiography, I Never Walked Alone, The Autobiography of an American Singer, was published in 2003. Our prolific sister, Shirley Verrett, made her transition on this day, November 5th, 2010, in Michigan. She had been dealing with complications from congestive heart failure.